huh?
Well, I tell you, have you got your members only jacket ready to wear?
Yes, I have.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, I've been wearing it all weekend, although it's 90 degrees today. But
yeah. I was going to say, well, you know, this is how that mama nature, you know,
she will make
you poop your pants.
It's true. Very
okay.
True.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And she will give you just a taste
just
of
a
fall.
Taste.
And you just go, oh, praise hydrogen. And then, you know, she goes, no, I'm going to put a big old hot smelly fart in your face and make it 90 degrees again. And that's what she did. In fact, I think I hear her doing it right now. Oh, that's a little juicy.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No, 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 no.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going
on,
guys? What's going
on,
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 25th of September.
September.
2023. In the Feliz Cumpleaños year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVeitre Parton, I am one of your hosts, the one who was slightly overserved and is a little croaky today, Mr. Larry Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh!
When we're celebrating the big exiting of the birth canal... You can't get it right.
That was a big birth canal is all I got to say.
It was. It was. Poor thing. She, it's a big one. It's VA.
So it's almost like opening the door to the fat cave.
Oh, you mean the coal mine?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Uh-huh. Here comes the jar.
Oh, that's right. Joining me today, like every weekend, is not the Gravitas. It's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi there.
Hi.
Y'all, did y'all enjoy that Pride 48 little show?
It was
a train wreck.
We were using the studios of Mix Minus. Excuse me, The Mix.
Ah.
So, you know, expectations were low.
Right, and boy, did we not exceed them.
Right. Are you playing with your hoist?
For those of you who listen to the little show, y'all, I took the whole microphone set up to Las Wages with me. And, y'all, I've had to set it back up and... I'll tell you why I was a little bit rushed here in a moment.
Okay.
So I really enjoyed the live show, y'all. I do want to say a special thank you to two people.
Yes.
One is to Daniel Brewer, y'all.
Who?
Daniel Bieber, y'all.
Oh, okay.
Daniel was kind enough. Yeah, they were real busy over the weekend, but we were very concerned about my intertubes at the motel. And, he was kind enough to host the Zoom for us so that just in case my intertubes went out, the stream wouldn't drop. So he streamed it, and we really appreciate that, even though, you know, he can't help. He has to inject himself in a little show. But, y'all, it was lovely chatting with him. And I also want to thank the Gravitas. Y'all... What you don't know is the big part of the rodeo had already started, and we skipped it to do the live little show.
Aww.
We didn't really talk about that too much. But, yeah, it's the reason we were both out there, and then we missed it to do the show.
No, no, no,
and I'll tell you about the rest of that experience later, because, y'all, it got a little wild.
Uh-oh.
Uh, But yeah, we really did have a good show. But thanks to Daniel, thanks to the Gravitas for coming out. Yeah. So before we do anything else, y'all, let's do this.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Y'all, we don't do birthdays very much on this little show. We didn't even mention Big Fatties. I forgot it. I mean, I didn't forget the birthday. I just forgot to mention it. But y'all, it's happy birthday today to the jar. Aww. Y'all, I got my neighbors to record this little ditty for us when they were practicing out back. But yeah, thank you to everyone who has been wishing the jar a happy birthday, and I know some of you have because he mentioned it, I think. But he's turning. You know, it's not a speed limit birthday, if you will, but it's big do ones, and you know, we went out of town this weekend and celebrated. We went up. He decided he wanted to go to the car lot for his birthday. And y'all, if I'm a little croaky.
Well, I'm sure he wanted to see Big Ed.
Right. No, that's not why we went to the car lot. But y'all, he wanted to go dancing. So, of course, I didn't. He wanted to play pool. He forced me to do that. I overserved myself. And while he was dancing. And y'all, we had a lovely time. And for his birthday, big doings, y'all, he wanted to go to the IKEA. So, did that this morning. And
he wanted to do what?
He went to the IKEA.
Oh, IKEA. See, I only have one headphone in because I had to give the nip one.
Ah, well. What about his stomach? Did it get one or, yeah?
No.
You know, my stomach is not as big as yours. So
wait a minute. You know, remember, Daddy AF.
Ah, right. Yeah, Daddy Nip. But y'all, he wanted to go to the IKEA to buy some dishes and things. So we did that this morning. And y'all, I said, we have got to get going because I've got to record the little show with Big Fatty.
So, now, did you come back by the Buc-ee's?
Y'all, we did. We did not go that way. He requested specifically for his birthday not to do that. We did not. We took the direct route home. Y'all, traffic, like, it was awful. Y'all, we ended up on some side road driving through the country, and he was just like, "It's beautiful," and I was like, "Until you see a burning cross in someone's front yard."
Oh,
it's like this is nowhere you want to be. So, but y'all, we did that, and he dropped me off, y'all. He was saying goodbye in the living room at the Vader family compound. And y'all, I was like, you need to go home. And he said, why? And I was like, because one of us smells. And I don't know which one it is. But I was like, it's not pleasant, let's just say. So he said his goodbyes. And y'all, he went home. And we both took showers because I was not so fresh and clean. Y'all, we stayed in this motel. It was perfectly fine. But y'all, it had the smallest bed I have ever seen in my life.
Oh.
And it wasn't a twin, so I guess I've seen smaller. But y'all, it wasn't even a full. The fact that both of us tried to get our fat asses into that bed and not shove the other one out, it's a miracle. Y'all, we had to, you know, I do not like being touched while I sleep.
I didn't know that.
Can't stand it.
But well, didn't the Kites do that?
Oh, well, they just loathed.
That's different.
That's different. They loathed on top of the covers. But, y'all, we had to get real creative with the sleeping arrangements to try to fit in that bed. But y'all, we did. And
one on top of the other or
basically,
something?
Basically.
Okay.
And so, y'all, we did. And woke up this morning and y'all, the jar, he just couldn't help it. Y'all, he woke me up at 8 a.m. Y'all, we didn't get back to the motel until 2 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, he woke me up at 8 a.m. and I just looked at him and I was like, it might be your birthday, but I will cut your dick off if you wake me up.
Oh!
And I was like, so go away. I was like, I need a little bit more sleep than that to make it through the day. But we had a good morning and we y'all, big birthday lunch. We went to the Chipotle.
Oh, wow. You know, pulled out all the stops.
Oh, yeah. Big spender.
Okay.
So, So yeah, that was the happy birthday.
Did you get
jar.
Extra chips or anything?
We did get chips and queso. The jar wanted queso for his birthday.
So okay,
got the queso to go with the chips. Y'all, we had Mexican for dinner last night too, and it was lovely. But y'all, we drank entirely too much because levels of drinks.
Oh, I don't know that that's attainable, but the Mexican makes me gassy.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, it makes the jar gassy too. Well, it makes me gassy too. But y'all, we Ubered to the bar, but there's one of our favorite Mexican restaurants real near it. So we just Ubered actually to the restaurant and ate dinner and then immediately walked to the bar. Big mistake. Big mistake. So, yeah, but
the Montezuma's revenge kicked in and you had to go back to the hotel and change underpants.
Right. Y'all, we were staying over on the other side of the area, Puerto. So we were not close, shall we say, to the event. But yeah, it was good. Well, Big Fatty, how was your week?
It was good. I'm getting ready for the big trip.
The big trip. Can you be more specific?
Oh, excuse me. I'm heading to my brother and his wife's house on Friday because it's my hopping in the jalopy, Ruby Red, and heading up to Lake Hartwell because his daughter got married Tuesday of last week.
Ooh.
So they're having a party. She and her new husband are having a party for family and friends. So going up for that.
Well, lovely. Lovely. Yes. Well, I'm sure they're so excited you're coming. Did they tell you to take the Gas X before you arrive?
They did not, and they're quite. They know that's an issue,
right? We all know that that's an issue.
If you don't know that's an issue, you've not been around me.
Right. Well, it's a big hootenanny. Now, will you be back in time to record next week's little show?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Well, that's okay. We'll just skip a month. Well, I mean, that's what they do over at the Mix, and we do model ourselves after them.
Oh, well, anyway, can you play a bumper way too loud?
Yeah, I can. Let's do this.
Okay. Oh. Oh, I know what it is.
Y'all. We didn't mention this on the live show, but when I met the Gravitas on Friday night in Vegas, we sat down to have a drink, and he said, "We're going to pour one out for my mom." And I said, "Well, why are we doing that?" And he said, "Well, she died yesterday."
Oh.
So, y'all, I'm not laughing at the fact that she died, just the situation. And I said, "What? Why didn't you tell me?" He said, "Well, I didn't want to tell you via text." So, y'all, shout out to the Gravitas. Y'all, it's not been easy, and he's been dealing with a lot. And I hope the weekend was a little bit therapeutic for him. But y'all, and I don't know if I should be telling everyone, but I don't think it's a secret. They're having a public memorial service and everything. So, y'all, just think of the Gravitas coming up. And that right after his mother passed away, he got to spend the weekend with me in Vegas. So all of a sudden, that didn't seem so
well, and he became a president of a fan club too. I think
we'll get to that. Yeah. Well, we may put that photo in the as show art.
Oh, I think everyone would enjoy that.
Yeah. So, okay. Gravitas, so sorry about your mom. I almost used a real name. Probably shouldn't have done that. But so
Hortensia.
Sorry about your mom. I gave it a pull on the old slot machine in her memory because that was one of her favorite things to do, and. So we'll be thinking about
how much did you win?
Well, I've got your winnings right over here. Y'all, I brought Big Fatty all of my winnings back as my gift to him.
Yeah.
So
didn't get a cent.
Well, it's over here. It's in my bag. It's right there. But anyway, y'all, let me just quickly tell you about Vegas because Big Fatty's heard some of this.
I have.
Yeah. So we talked to you about the night before we did the live show. We had gone out to Badlands, and y'all, it was lovely. We had a drink or two in memory of his mom, and we laughed and we joked. We told a few stories.
And I believe Badlands is one of her favorite bars there in Vegas.
How do you think the Gravitas knew where it was?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And so we called up. We did the memory lane thing.
Oh.
Where we talk about things we did in our past together and how stupid we were. And so we got a big laugh, y'all. And we did the next morning. We both slept in. The Gravita studied. Y'all, he's gonna be all famous and professional and, here soon. We did the live show. And the Gravitas went downstairs. I assume he went to poop and ran back to his room. I mean, that's what I had to do. And then, y'all, we hopped in an Uber and off we went to the Garodeo. And, y'all, the people could not have been friendlier. And within minutes of getting there, y'all, we met people. Good Lord, at the Hot Men's. And we met them. And, y'all, we went and bought our drink tickets. And, y'all, we were both ready to celebrate because of the little show and everything. And when I tell you that we overserved ourselves... because y'all, we had enough tickets for about 25 drinks. And so for 2 days, for two people, y'all, needless to say, we did not use them all, but y'all, we had some drinks, we laughed and we joked and we watched the rodeo. Y'all, it was hot as a mother. Went back to the motel.
But it's that good dry heat, isn't it?
It is. It's like a furnace. Went back to the motel. That's the Sam's Club, you know, and, got cleaned up and took a little nip and nap and everything. And then, y'all, we're off to the Badlands again. Now, I had said, can't we go somewhere else? And the Gravitas had said, this is the fun place. Now, y'all, if there's one thing you should know about Miss Hort by now, it's that when I say that I know of a place that's more fun, I'm probably correct when it comes to drinking establishments. But y'all, we went to the Badlands again, and y'all, there was nobody in there hardly. And so the Gravitas was getting the first round of drinks, and they were having some issues with them, with the keg or something. So, I ran to the little boy's room to TT.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And y'all, I'm standing there TTing as one does.
Oh,
and
what you gonna tell?
All of a sudden it's funny only in a sense of my reaction. And I'll go ahead and preface that. With this, y'all, I'm sober at this point. I've just had some dinner, I've taken a nap, all that good stuff after we had afternoon cocktails. This is 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night. Y'all, someone walks up behind me while I'm TTing and punches me in the back.
Oh, like,
sucker
did
punches
it get you
me.
In the kidney.
Did sucker punches me in the back. I flew forward, slammed my face against the wall. And as the story is told, Miss Horty came up swinging, is all I'm going to say. Elbow out, ready to knock someone down. And y'all, it turns out it was a methed out, green-headed twink who thought that was flirting. And he just looked at me and he said, "Hey, Daddy." So, needless to say, that kind of put a damper on the night. Y'all, I got back out to the bar and we sat down and we took one sip of our beer and they were flat and we told the bartender and he just shrugged and walked away. So y'all, and then that green haired crazy came and sat down next to us and just was being crazy. And I just looked at the Gravitas and said, I'm calling the audible here. You can stay. I am leaving and I'm going to go somewhere fun. So y'all, I got us an Uber, hop back in the Uber and we went to the Fun Hog Ranch. Yeah, we hadn't a bit more walked into Fun Hog. Oh, we did get to see the MSG spear on our way there. It was quite lovely.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
It's Big Fatty's favorite bar.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite, but in Vegas, it's not bad. I like Charlie's, but it's on the other side of town anyway, and from where we were and where we were staying. But we walked in the door and the Gravitas said, "Oh, this is fun. Why didn't we come here?" And I said, "Because you wanted to go to the other place." So anyway, y'all, we had a few drinks. We had a few shots. We had a good time. We overindulged, shall we say.
Now, just out of curiosity, mm-hmm. were the drinks 2-for-1?
I think so, but I don't remember, actually.
Okay, and were they strong enough to be two drinks in one glass.
Oh, regardless. Easily. Y'all, the glasses were 24 ounces. Like, so, y'all,
it's true.
Miss Horty can't process that because I know how to control myself when I'm drinking so that I have a good time, but I don't get slammer jammered, as they say. But y'all, when the drinks are 24 ounces, I have no idea. So y'all, I had two.
Because you're thinking, I just had one.
Right. Well, so y'all, I had two.
Or two.
Yeah. And needless to say, I was feeling no pain. We got back to the motel, and I think we both had a little bit of a rough night and whatnot. But y'all, the next day, got up, went back to the rodeo. Y'all, we only had like one drink each whatnot. And we
set our away tickets.
We had like 30 tickets left, 30 drink tickets left. But y'all, we said our goodbyes because the Gravitas had to study and take a quiz and all that. So had kind of a quiet night Sunday night and got up Monday morning, y'all, flew home, got vomited on
the plane.
Yeah, so that happened. And y'all, but got home.
By got vomited on, was it your own vomit?
No, y'all.
Oh.
I was sitting next to this very lovely lady. She was probably in her late 20s, y'all. She was pregnant as could be. And I was in the window seat, and she was in the aisle. And there was a little girl, I'd say 13, 14 years old, sitting between us. It made us both very uncomfortable. She also did not speak English or pretended not to, at least, so she wouldn't have to talk to us. But anyway, y'all, the pregnant lady, I noticed, y'all, it was a five-hour flight. It was forever long. And I noticed that she was eating Indian food. On the plane, and I was a little
goat bothered. And onion.
Yeah, I was a little bothered by that because it stunk. But y'all, we were circling New York City to land at the Newark, and all of a sudden,
New York City.
Yeah, there was a commotion, and y'all, she had vomited everywhere. So anyway, and she was so embarrassed, and y'all, she was apologizing to me left and right, and I was like, I'd be lying if I said it was the first or second or third time I'd been vomited on a plane. So.
Well, there you go. I guess you're just a vomit magnet.
Yeah. But y'all, the dog in front of us started barking when she was vomiting, and the dogs, y'all, it was chaos. I could not get off that.
Did the dog start to eat it?
I don't think so. But y'all, I could not get off that plane fast enough. But yeah. Y'all,
did you step in it?
They had put something down over it, and they were like, everyone step over this. But y'all, it was at the edge of our row, so we couldn't step over it because, you know, you couldn't get out of the row without stepping on the bag that they'd put on it. They'd put a biohazard bag on it. Y'all, it was just how it's going to be. But, y'all, I will say, wrapping up the Vegas trip, y'all, I am an expert gambler. Expert.
Expert.
I did so well. I have already been invited back for a complimentary stay at the Sam's Club. So, So the Jar and I are picking some dates around the holidays to go back for a little hoot nanny out in Vegas because it's free or as free as free.
I think he'll enjoy the Fun Hog Ranch too.
He will, but we're gonna have to have y'all. The Jar can drink, and the problem is the Jar drinks quickly. So the Fun Hog Ranch is probably gonna be a little bit dangerous for the Jar.
Well, just have the ambulance on standby in the parking lot.
That sounds about right. So, that was Vegas. So again, thanks for putting up with the foolishness of us trying to do that live little show, from a motel room, in Vegas with, you know, a microphone screwed to a hotel desk. So appreciate it. But we had a good time. So,
yeah.
But, now let's move on to this before we run out of time.
Oh.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I don't have any help this week. I don't have a live studio audience, so I'm going to have to tell you if they're dead or alive.
Well, the Nip is here.
Right. I'm going to tell you if they're
like
dead or
alive.
Like
you said, you don't have any help this week. Okay.
And then, of course, the easy part, who they are. Mm-hmm.
By the way, lots of famous people born on the 25th of September.
Like the Jar.
And I wondered why, because, and it equates back, that's usually around Thanksgiving. So it's, you know, stuff the turkey and then Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen is alive as far as
okay.
I know. Now he was the basketball player. Yeah.
Scottie Pippen is indeed alive, and he is indeed a American Basketball Hall of Fame forward with the Chicago Bulls. I'm very impressed you got a sports ball question. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm
all right. Fletcher Christian.
Fletcher Christian. That sounds like the name of the guy who was trying to pick me up at sidelines last night.
Did he have green hair?
No, it was for his OnlyFans. Fletcher Christian is actually dead. Y'all, Fletcher Christian is or was an author, and he wrote the mystery books. His name in big print on the covers all the time.
Fletcher Christian is indeed dead. He was an English sailor who led the mutiny on the Bounty.
Oh.
So how about that, huh? How a little history that? Lesson in there, too.
You know, I love history. So,
isn't Fletcher kind of a hot name?
Yeah.
Okay, Barbara Walters. Ooh. Ooh.
Barbara Walters. Y'all, I think she's done gone on to glory, y'all. She was a news anchor and the host of that 2020 for the longest time.
Yes, and she created The View, and she died in 2022. So, anyway, Arthur Duncan.
Arthur Duncan. Y'all, he is gone on to glory, which is, it was a sad day, but y'all, he is the founder and the entrepreneur who started the Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, the Dunkin' Donuts, yes. I'm surprised the Nip hadn't chimed in on this one, because I know he's a big fan, but Arthur Duncan was an American tap dancer and was on the Lawrence Welk Show from 1964 to 1982. So, anyway, have we got time for a couple more?
At least one more. It's amazing that Arthur Duncan had time to start the Dunkin' Donuts while also being on the Lawrence Welk Show, though.
Right. Robert Gates.
Robert Gates. Y'all, he is alive, and you would better know Robert Gates as Bill Gates. And Bill, you know, he's the founder of the Microsoft.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Robert Gates is indeed alive, and he was the Secretary of Defense.
Oh.
Okay. Anson Williams.
Anson Williams. Anson Williams is...
The Nip knows this one, by the way, if you need help.
I do. He's dead, but Nip, why don't you tell us who he is?
He was on Happy Days. He played... I don't remember the name of the guy he played, but he was on Happy Days.
Anson Williams is alive.
Oh.
And he played Potsy on Happy Days. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Anson Williams is 7 years older than Big Fatty.
Oh.
So that makes him 74, which I'm just kind of like, yeah.
He was old.
He was hot on Happy Days, though.
So.
Wow.
Anyway, have we got time for one last one?
Well, we might be able to squeeze one last one in.
Heather Locklear.
Ooh. Oh. Heather Locklear. She's alive, y'all. She's a supermodel, or I guess still technically is. So an actress, all sorts of things.
Heather Locklear is alive, and she is an actress. She was on T.J. Hooker and Dynasty and Melrose Place.
Oh, that's
which is
right.
How, yes, she was the she generally played the bitch character. Oh,
I thought she modeled too. Didn't she model?
Well, she might.
She did. So.
But anyway, so and lots of Will Smith was born today, and just all kinds of folks. Christopher Reeve, Mark Hamill.
Did Christopher Reeve finally die?
Michael Douglas.
Jar.
The Jar.
Yeah.
Right.
All these people.
So. Yeah. Anyway, by the way. Speaking of folks that play the bitch character on different things, do you have any favorites?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, I do. There's one who just really emoted that feeling in a role you would not have thought was going to have any emotion. You know, it's Simple Taxi Driver. Simple Taxi Driver.
Just, hey, lady, I wouldn't go in there if I were you.